Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, Kiri, did you say?
Yes, Kiri.
Sorry. I'm just ringing up. I've got a cockatiel and he's been a little bit off.
Okay.
I got him off of someone. I don't know his age or anything. He has a diet of a small parrot mix, with the trill pellets and the trill fruit and nut mix.
Okay.
And I also give him some of the millet sprays every now and then as like a treat.
Yeah.
He just seems to, like, his balance is off. He just fell like from like halfway up the cage to the bottom of the cage.
Okay.
And his balance is normally pretty good. And when you touch his feet, he's not liking it. So I don't know if he's like, he's not in like immediate pain or anything. But he's, I don't know. I was just wondering if at all possible, how much, one, if you, look at birds there.
Yes, we definitely do.
To how much a consultation is.
Yeah, so a consultation you'd be looking at is 170. If we do need to do any testing or x-rays or any medications or treatment, that will be additional to the consultation.
Right. Okay. And what availability do you have?
Okay. Now, our doctor is pretty booked up. We're down to one vet at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just having a look here. Is he eating for you?
Yeah, he's eating and... He's eating and that. He's eating and he's drinking. He's just, like, his balance and stuff is off. Like, I don't know if he's a younger bird or if he's an older bird. Like, he's a hand-raised bird. I know that.
Yeah.
But the lady I got him off, he was bought for... She got him off another lady for her foster son.
Mm-hmm.
And... Because he wanted a bird, and then he just lost interest, and they were going to let him out. So I said, you can't do that. Not a hand raised cockatiel.
Right.
I said he'll get picked out of the air by a bigger bird, and he won't know how to look after and fend for himself. So I took him. But the people before her, the kids were really, really rough with him, and like grabbing him out of the air and stuff. And when the woman got him for her foster son, they couldn't tell her what age he was either. So I have no idea if I'm dealing with a younger bird or an older bird or like...
Yeah.
And he's, and I don't know what weight he should be. Like I just weighed him on a set of kitchen scales and he's like 87 grams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cockatiels can vary between 85 to 100 grams, just depending.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's probably on the lighter end, but definitely it's in within normal weight range.
Right.
Obviously, we go off assessment of what the actual bird is like.
Like
if he's having, like, is he falling to the ground and is he flapping or anything like that, or is he just, has he fallen off his perches or anything?
Like he was climbing on the side of the cage and just, but I don't know if it's like, I haven't watched him actually climbing down the side of the cage before, but halfway around there's like a, I don't know what you call it. There's like a metal bit around it that doesn't have like the wire to keep climbing. So I don't know if he's just let go and hit the bottom of the cage because that was there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure if that's what he normally does or, but I just
should have a look at him.
Listen,
I moved a couple of things around. I could potentially get you in at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Otherwise, it wouldn't be until next week.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be suitable because I've got, stuff on tomorrow. Probably be like next week.
Okay. Alrighty. What is your availability next week?
Give me a second. Next week I have Monday's out, Tuesday's out, Wednesday's all right, Thursday's all right, Friday's out.
Okay, I could do Wednesday morning for you if you're available Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do first thing at 9 o'clock.
A little bit later, if that's all right.
How late were you looking?
What later do you have?
Okay, I can do a 9:40.
Yeah, that'd probably work.
Okay, have we seen you here before?
No.
Okay, what I'll do, I'll just grab some details so I can make this appointment for you. What's your first name?
His name's Buddy.
Your first name?
Oh, sorry, Kelly.
Is it K-E-L-L-Y or I-E?
I-E.
And your surname, Kelly?
Rose, R-O-S-E.
Email address?
K-E-L-L-Antonelli, W-A-Y-N-E.
Sorry,
at hotmail.com.
K-E-L-L-N.
W-A-Y-N-E.
Yep.
At hotmail.com.
Excellent. And is this your best contact number?
It's my only contact.
Yep. And your address there, Kelly?
Unit 466-68, John Street, Redcliffe.
So unit 466-68.
66-68.
Yep. John Street.
Yep, Redcliffe.
And you said his name was Buddy, did you?
Yep. Yep.
And Buddy, do you know if he's a boy?
I'm assuming he's a boy.
And he's a cockatiel.
Yep, white face cockatiel.
Do you have a rough age that you might know what he was?
No, I have absolutely no idea at all.
How long have you had him for?
I've had him for 2 years,
okay.
Or give or take. Roughly 2 years I've had him.
Yeah, and the
previous. Because I've lived in this unit for nearly 2 years, and I got him when I was here.
Okay. Well, pop him down as a 3-year-old bird because he's possibly like a lot older, but we're not sure.
Yep.
Now, 9:40 on Wednesday, we decided?
Yep.
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 Okay.
Mhm. I just, want to make sure he's all right. Because he's not real, because he's normally really, really talkative.
Yeah.
And he's cut back on, he's not speaking.
Yeah, definitely keep an eye on him. If he goes off his food or if he has any more of these potential falls or anything, I would definitely recommend getting him in sooner.
I put him in to a smaller cage?
Definitely.
Because I do have a smaller cage.
Yeah, if it's not going to stress him out, pop him into a smaller cage with lower perches and just softer flooring. So depending if he chews on anything, maybe you can put a towel or something on the bottom just in case.
Yeah.
If he does fall, he's not going to hurt himself. But if he chews up things, I wouldn't recommend putting that towel in there. Just make sure his food and water is nice and close to him.
Yeah.
But definitely if he has any more turns, I would recommend getting him in sooner. I will send you a questionnaire as well to the email you've just given me. It just gives us a basic history on what he gets fed, what his housing and everything's like. If you can fill that out as best as you can and email it back to us when you can before the appointment, that would be good. But otherwise, I've got you booked in at 9:40 on Wednesday next week.
Yep, okay. No problem. Thank you.
Okay then. No problem.
All right.
We'll see you then.
Bye.